So, TUKSC feedback for Ana Luis. I'm at number one in the introduction. Relatively late, you actually give me a definition of interest, disinterestedness. Here I underlined it. This would mean that the person in question will not benefit from a certain outcome and therefore has the possibility to make an unbiased decision. That's fine, but I think it's way too late because in the previous six lines or so, I was kind of floating around. You're just saying disinterest is important in some aspects of the sciences. And what are you even talking about here? I don't even know what disinterestedness is, okay? So you have to, I think, from an English structural standpoint, I think you should kind of restructure the whole thing. And you said it's important in some aspects of the sciences, fine. What are these aspects, okay? And so be a little bit more clear, kind of give me, see the introduction a little bit like a summary of the whole essay, okay? And what does even essential mean? Whether it is essential, however, remains up for the questions. I mean, tell me what essential means in the first place, okay? So this means the first couple of lines kind of throw up more questions for the reader than actually that the answer, okay? The two areas of knowledge that are sciences and arts, that's fine, but what are you going to talk about these? Okay, are you going to show that in the sciences disinterestedness is important and also has advantages, the same in arts? Discuss this, okay? So what are you going to do, okay? So, second paragraph, science. You answer the question in sciences, disinterestedness is often important for the acquisition of knowledge. And then you tell me how knowledge is obtained in the sciences, but how is this connected to disinterestedness? I mean, the second sentence is not connected to the introductory sentence. Okay, so in that sense, the essay does not flow. Okay, I don't know why you're telling me this. And then you go on, in order to determine the strength of a theory, experiments are carried out, and. So, again, you're explaining me what science is, but I am interested now, is this, why is being unbiased important for in the sciences, okay? And what are the consequences of this? Yeah. I would also do the following, explain a little bit in the intro, if you already want to talk about this, then you can say in the natural sciences, disinterestedness could mean being unbiased. It's possible to be biased in the sciences if, for example, a certain scientific research is funded by a certain company or organization. In this case, there is a second agenda present. This type of, if this occurs, then it could be that the results are interpreted based on what results he wants to obtain. Or I don't know. You know what I mean? Make it a little bit, how shall I say, just explain to me why it is important to be unbiased in science. And then in the next paragraph, or maybe later in the paragraph, explain to me if everything is completely unbiased and everything is objective, maybe this also limits our view a little bit. Maybe a little bit of bias, cultural bias even, can be a little bit useful sometimes because maybe it also increases creativity a bit or maybe opens up new viewpoints, okay? So, that's what my recommendation is here. You're just assuming that I know what disinterestedness is, but actually you're not telling me what it is, okay? Okay, I'm seeing basically now in the second part of the essay, you're actually mentioning that what I actually wanted to hear. But the first part of this paragraph, I think, is not relevant really, okay? Unless you kind of apply the scientific theory. I mean, the TUK theory. I mean, you're explaining to me how science acquires knowledge. That's fine, but you're not really linking it to the disinterestedness part, okay? So that is a little bit the thing. If you want to leave the first part here about the falsification, if the hypothesis or theory can be falsified, that's all very nice. It's TUK theory, but my advice would be as a second step, you've got to link this somehow to bias. Okay, so paragraph number three, you have a statement here: during the conducting of an experiment or when a scientist tries to support a hypothesis, disinterested may increase the value of knowledge. This is a claim, fine, but you're not saying why, okay? You're not supporting this in any way. And then you say, but for the scientist to do the experiment, there has to be some kind of a motivation, okay? But I want to know how disinterestedness may increase the value of knowledge. Please explain this to me. It's an interesting idea, but you're not really, how shall I say, it's an unsubstantiated or an unsupported claim. Okay, not saying it's irrelevant. I'm just saying it's interesting, but you're not telling me how it increases the value of knowledge. Okay. So what you've got here also at the bottom of in number three here is while you gave a personal example with the individual project. That's fine. That's good. You mentioned the following: in this desire to do well in the individual. So you had what made me engage in this way was my desire to do well in the individual project. Are you actually saying that this desire to do well and to have a result and to be awarded a good number of points is actually means that there was an agenda that you had? Is this what you want to say? That you were not disinterested? You weren't driven not only by the scientific results. This was not your primary interest, you want to say. Your primary interest was because you wanted to get good points. Okay, that's perfectly okay, perfectly fine. But here you wanted to say that you had actually an agenda. Okay, you were not disinterested in the science. Yeah? You were not unbiased. You were very biased. But you're not saying it like this. You're just allowing the reader to make the connection. Just write it out, okay? Just say to the reader that because I wanted to do well, I was not really interested in the results of the experiment so much, but more on that I completed a good project to get a good mark at the end of the school year. This shows that I was not being disinterested, yeah? But it still helped me to motivate, and I got a very good result, okay? So you see what I mean? You got to spell it out to the reader. Right now the reader's kind of hanging a little bit in the air. I get what you mean. It is, valid, what you're saying, but you're not, in the essay, not explicitly making these connections yet. Also, in the last sentence, I get what you mean here. In conclusion, it can be said that in the sciences, disinterestedness is essential for the pursuit of knowledge once the impulse or inspiration for said pursuit is present. This is a complicated sentence that nobody understands. I mean, I understand it because I'm taking the time to read it. But if I were to write this, this is, in conclusion, it can be said that there are cases where disinterestedness is not so relevant, for example, when it concerns motivation for the scientists, where basically there is an agenda, where science is agenda-driven, and therefore this also motivates scientists to produce good results, or something like this, you know? Just don't hide yourself in complicated sentence structures and formulations. Use simple English, okay? Use simple English that people the essay is already complicated enough, okay? Don't complicate it more with complex sentence structures. So I'm just going to, in conclusion, it can be said that in the sciences, disinterestedness is essential, but actually your example was being important where you are or not being disinterested. So the concluding sentence actually contradicts what you said before. It's essential for the pursuit of knowledge once the impulse or inspiration for said pursuit is present. I don't get it. Okay? I don't get it. Okay? You got to simplify this, and you got to make sure that the conclusion actually is in connection with what you just said, because you just gave an example that disinterestedness is not always important. That's why you gave the example of your IA. Yeah? So you got to clean this up a little bit here. So next paragraph, in the area of knowledge art, that's number four. Very quickly, in the area of knowledge art, one can say that there is no art without subjectivity and emotion. It might be very nice. I'm asking you, what in the world does this have to do with being disinterested? Okay, so what you're doing is the following. You're falling back into the same, essay writing style that maybe we've been conditioning you for the past 12 years. You're trying to build it up to a conclusion, because in the middle of the paragraph, it says here, this is a process that has little to do with disinterestedness. Then why are you telling me? Okay, so that means for the reader who expects an answer about disinterestedness in art, you're not even telling me what it means in art. You're kind of building it up to something where I have no idea where you're building it up. And then you're at the end, your conclusion is actually what I just said has nothing to do with it. Okay, this is kind of I don't understand why you actually have written the first six lines. As interesting as it might be, and it is correct maybe even, but I do not see as a reader the connection to the title question. Okay? Okay, look here. You're giving the Van Gogh example. This already makes it clear that his way of thinking of making art was deeply personal, introspective, and therefore has to do little with disinterested. Now you're telling me what being disinterested is in arts. At the end of the paragraph, move this to the beginning of the paragraph. Okay, say it, that if a person who is doing art out of personal and introspective reasons has an agenda, okay, and is not being neutral, he's not being objective. Maybe objectivity in art is a, I don't know, yeah, if it even should play a role there, okay? But you see what I mean? Is you're kind of building up the whole thing to a final conclusion, okay? But basically all of the stuff that I've been reading so far really does not, yeah, at least for me as a reader, I'm left hanging in the air. Why are you telling me this? From a TUK perspective, it's like this. The reason why you're doing this and why many students are doing this is because you are following the German essay writing tradition, okay? In the German philosophy essay writing tradition, what you do is you kind of try to make the reader follow your ideas so that the reader comes to the same conclusion. Okay, this is why many of the students write the answer at the end. But in the English essay writing tradition, it goes the other way. You got to tell the reader first what you're going to say, and then you support it. Okay, so you got to turn the process around. Okay, so this is the thing. Otherwise, the examiner or even I'm going to read this. What in the world are you telling? You've got 10 lines. You've told me, you've written, and there is no connection or no visible connection to the title question. Okay, so turn it around. Okay. Yeah. Look at the last line. To summarize, disinterestedness hinders the inspiration of an artist as well as the perception of the beholder in the ear. This concluding sentence make it the introductory sentence of this paragraph. Okay, and then you support it, and then you tell me how it hinders the inspiration of the artist, and then you tell me how it hinders the perception of the beholder. Okay, so turn it around. So, number five, same issue here, 10 lines, where you're telling me some background stuff where there is no connection to disinterestedness and where you do not mention how it actually helps or hinders in the pursuit of knowledge. Okay, so that is, again, paragraph five, a similar situation. And concerning the arts, a general comment, you've mentioned nowhere what the pursuit of knowledge in the arts actually means. Okay? Tell me that. What is pursuit of knowledge? Creating artworks? Is this the pursuit of knowledge? Is pursuit of knowledge studying art history? So what do you mean with pursuit of knowledge in arts? Okay? In the sciences, it's kind of clear. It's more clear because it's kind of implied that you want to create more knowledge, obviously, and more scientific knowledge. But what does this mean in arts? Okay? Mention this somewhere so that it's easier for you to actually also structure the essay around this. Last line here on this page. To conclude, it seems that the statement that disinterestedness is essentially pursued is only true to a very small extent for art. Might be the case. Please give me some kind of a counterclaim where disinterestedness actually would be play a more important role. I mean, for example, I don't know if this is you could include this or not. I'm not saying you should, but think about this. I can now imagine. What about, for example, when you want to determine the value, a certain value of an artwork? Okay, does this have to do something like this? Yeah, does this actually mean pursuit of knowledge? Or try to find examples, you know, where being unbiased is actually important. Okay, in art. Yeah, this would be my recommendation. And another thing is for each of the paragraphs, you've got claims, counterclaims, and all these things. But whether you make a claim or counterclaim, within the paragraph, also find exceptions to your claims and counterclaims. Okay, so always make sure that there is some kind of a dialogue, because you're supposed to discuss this. Okay, and discussing does not only mean that you're kind of listing the pro and the con arguments, but that you also have a, how do you say, some kind of critical thinking within the paragraphs. And another thing is, if you want to get high points for this, then you have to include the ways of knowing as well. And you have to include some ways of knowing as well. Okay? So, to summarize, be a little bit more clear in the essay writing style what you mean with disinterestedness. Define somewhere what pursuit of knowledge means in the sciences and in the arts. And also make sure that you link all parts to the essay, and right now what you're doing is you're trying to build it up to a conclusion. But actually, what I wanted to always make clear to you in the previous weeks is just go the other way. Answer it at the beginning of the essay, of the paragraph, and then make the supporting claims and counterclaims. Okay, and yeah, that's basically what I wanted to simply say. Okay, all the best. Bye-bye.